Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey everyone, Jason Lo here, and welcome to the Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. And for today's episode, it's going to be timely and timeless because I will be talking about your Christmas spending. So we'll be talking about unboxing Christmas spending. Why is it that people, whenever they earn and whatever they get for their 13-month, sometimes 14-month, their Christmas bonus, immediately they think of ways to spend it? I remember when I was young, around 23 years old, and I got a huge commission because I was from a direct selling company back then. And the first thing I did, since I moved to my own place, I rented a condo, I splurged on new furniture. Even though that condo has existing furniture already, I asked the owner to remove all of it, and I bought this cabinet worth $50,000 with this huge glass, this table worth $30,000, this divider that's worth like another $30,000. So I splurged around $200,000 to $250,000 for that Christmas for new furniture. And I felt like, hey, I deserve this. I worked hard for this. This is a new place. I'm going to be moving in. I deserve this. And looking back, that's really one of the worst decisions I made. Because what if I just invested that $200,000+? How much would that be today? Just imagine. But before I continue, I promise this is going to be very interesting for everyone. And you don't need a lot of mental mumbo jumbo to create a strategy in order for you to say, hey, I'm going to stop spending my hard-earned income, and Christmas season does not mean it's just free market or it's just an open season for shopping. It's not that. But before I continue, I want to share my friends, and I actually do this for people who helped me when I was starting, who supported me when I was starting. And one in particular is my good friend, Steven Aquilino. He actually has this new desktop air purifier that I'm using, and it keeps me relaxed and less stressed, okay? And he has this in Lazada for $12.12. I think the discount will continue for days. And check it out. And you can also check him, his Facebook in Steve's Essentials. Steve's Essentials. Check it out. You'll get a big discount from this desktop air purifier. So, spending for me back then is having a mindset that I deserve it. But what if you can change your perspective from I deserve it to I worked for it? You see the difference? Deserving means I am entitled to it because, hey, I poured in a lot of time, a lot of work hours, and now it's time for me to reap the benefits. But if you think in such a way that you're telling yourself, hey, I worked for this. Then, nakakakonsensya, gumastos. Di ba? Parang, okay, pinagtrabahuan ko to, all the time I put in the hard work, and now I'm just going to spend it. So now, you're saying to yourself, hey, what if I just keep it? What if I just save it? What if I invest it instead of spending it? You see, whenever you go to a mall, I know it's pandemic now, but we just went to Mega Mall to check some stuff out. And it's like, there's no pandemic. There's so many people. Shopping spree all around. So, pag nakita natin yung mga sale, nakakita tayo ng mga gustong-gusto natin bilhin. That flat screen TV, that's 0%, 2 years. You're thinking, now is the right time to do it because it's Christmas. And I won't actually discourage you. We won't be in a guilt. Di ko kayo i-guilt trip. Okay? But think about it for a second. Do you really need it? And think about it for a second. Once you buy that, in 1 to 2 years, it will be like 50 or more percent off. Because you cannot sell that item the same amount. Right? So if you buy a 50,000 worth of TV now, flat screen, in 1 to 2 years, that would be like 20,000. It depreciated 30,000 pesos already. And this is a gentle admonition. No guilt trips. If you want to spend it, it's okay. As long as you know your priorities. So kung ang priorities mo is to buy that TV, get that pair of shoes, get that bag, you get that new gadget. If that is your priority, then you feel that that's the most important to you right now, then go ahead. And if you can afford it, of course, go ahead. But what if your priority is the education of your children? What if your priority is to have that emergency fund? Learning from what happened now, you see that security is just a myth. It doesn't exist. So you create your own security. What if your priority right now is to actually invest more in your business? Just like for me, one of my priorities is to set up a studio in my house. So I'm going to buy that 65-inch TV. I don't know if I'm going to get one or two. I'm going to get a new sound system and all this technology that I need, because I need to invest more in my business right now, because this pandemic will last for another 6 months or possibly more than a year. And life will not be the same again, because companies would request, even though the pandemic has been lifted, online events, because they see, of course, the advantage of that. Instead of sending their people to a hotel where they will converge from Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao, now they can do it online. Pero syempre, iba pa rin ang live. But the possibility of that happening is not ni malayo. So, sa akin yun ang aking priorities. What is yours? Right? Check your priorities. And if you see that flat screen TV and you can't afford to pay it in cash, and this is the gentle admonition, it means that you can't afford it. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Unless you have a lot of money. You see, 0% interest is not true. It is a myth. Well, not a myth, but an illusion, rather. Kasi yung 0%, sasabihin nila, you'll pay it in 2 years. Ano yung charity? Hindi sila kikita dyan. Naka-impute na yung interest niyan dun sa total value of that TV. So for example, that TV is 20,000. Naka-impute niya dyan. 2 years mo babayaran is 20,000. But check, if you will pay it in cash, I promise you, I guarantee you, they will give you a discount. Nakita ko ng cellphone, ang presyo is 24,000. And I asked, cash, how much would it be? It's 18,000. And this was years ago. So just imagine if I buy that cell phone for 24,000, that's 6%, a 30% increase from the original price of 18,000, right? 18,000 divided by 3, that's where I got the 30%. But if you put that 18,000 in the bank, it would earn you a measly 1% per annum. So it would take you approximately, kung 30% yan, 1%, it will take you more or less more than a decade. More than a decade to recoup and make it and turn that into 6,000. So yung 18,000 mo plus 6,000, that's 24. Yung 6,000 na yan, kung nilagay mo yung pera sa bank, 18,000 interest 1% per annum, man, it will take you like 20, 30 years. Ganon kalayo. Ganon ka tindi yung nawawala sa atin. If we play now, we will pay later with interest. If you pay now, okay? If you pay now, what would happen? Ang mangyayari dyan, parang sayang yung ating mga nakuha, right? So, kailangan natin dito ng delaying gratification. Okay, yung iba siguro sa inyo nalito. Ako rin nalito rin ako sa sarili ko. Pay now, play later is actually delaying gratification. It means that I pay the price right now, not paying for the item, but doing the hard work, delaying gratification, so that I can play later. But if you play now and pay later with added interest na yon. So playing now means you buy that stuff and then you have to pay later with interest. And that's huge interest. Ano yung kailangan natin gawin? Ito yung principle na tandaan nyo that can help you, that it can change your perspective. So I mentioned a while ago, it's not about you deserve it, it's about I worked for it. But here's another principle. The principle of, medyo malalim to, I don't think you can get it immediately. It's so profound, it's so deep, it's called sleep on it. In Tagalog, itulog mo muna. May nakita ka, sleep on it. Wait for another day, sleep on it. Another week, sleep on it. Another 2 weeks, sleep on it. And then you realize, hey, I can live without it. Out of sight, out of mind. Right? Kung 1 month yan, yung feelings mo, yung emotions mo, nawawala na. Kasi actually, we buy with our emotions and we justify with logic. So, nagde-decide tayo using our emotions. But we justify it with logic. Ah, kasi kaya ko kailangan to. Kaya kailangan kontrolin natin yung ating mga emotions whenever we would buy. The story of Shaquille O'Neal is really fascinating. He shared this in one masterclass and he said that when he started in the NBA, he got an endorsement. And from that endorsement, he received $1 million. So the first thing he did was to buy a black Mercedes-Benz for $150,000. He just spent the money. He said he could have asked for a discount and maybe get it for $120,000 because he paid it in cash, but he didn't. He didn't know better. When he got home, his dad saw the car. And his dad said, how about me? And he said, you know, I wouldn't be here without you, so let's go. So he bought his dad the same car, black Benz, $150,000. So that's $300,000. When they got home, his mom saw it. And his mom asked, how about me? So they went back, bought another smaller Benz for his mom. And out of that, he spent around $400,000 to $450,000. Compute that in pesos. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So that's around 18 to 20 million pesos. Okay? One day. And then he said, the draft is coming. I need the designer suit. His mom needs jewelry, all this stuff. So he spent more than $500,000 in one day. And I might be mistaken, he might have spent $1 million all in that same day. That's splurging. So imagine, it is a matter of financial literacy. But he learned because a friend taught him and told him, hey, you know, there are a lot of NBA players who lost everything right after their career was over. It's over. They don't know how to invest. And they turn out broke and deep in debt. And their life is destroyed. So you can't keep up this lifestyle. You need to start investing. So he started investing. Now he has franchises, more than a dozen of them. I have a list here. He has a Krispy Kreme franchise. And Shaq is also an endorser of several franchises. And I love what he said in an interview. He said, I want to be wealthy. And the interviewer told him, hey, you're already wealthy. He said, no, I'm not wealthy. I'm rich. But the guy who signs my contracts, he is wealthy. So Shaq is now has actually several franchises. And those franchises, one of them he missed out on was Starbucks. So he is now the face of one coffee brand. Because back in the day when Starbucks was still starting, he actually rejected the offer made to him to invest in Starbucks. He said, I don't see any black person drinking coffee. In his family, he hasn't seen any one of them drink coffee. So now he's the face of Forto Coffee. And he invested because he knows the potential of it. He can see clearly the potential of coffee in the billions, and he learned from his mistake. He was also an early investor in companies like, I think now Google is one of them. So, pwede tayong matuto. We can learn. And it's never too late. The best time to save and invest was yesterday. The second best time is today. My wife helped me. And I really admire my wife in terms of her frugality, in terms of her being, she's not a cheapskate. She actually spends for friends. We actually went to Mega Mall because she bought gifts. Pag gifts sa mga friends, yung wife ko, nagugulat na lang ako. Kasi tong pandemic, she sent people randomly food, cake, kung birthday. Bigla na lang may magme-message sa akin, Jason, thank you for sending this ganyan, for sending this. Ako naman, okay, you're welcome. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung pinadala namin. It's all my wife. Years ago, when we were still recovering from our business bankruptcy, we had a chance to buy a friend's car. She was selling it at around more than 100,000 less what she bought it for. And it's still new. She had an emergency. The brand was Tucson. T-U-C-S-O-N. Tucson. It's pronounced Tucson. Tapos sabi ko sa wife ko, oh, magandang opportunity to. Kunin na natin yung kotse. Kailangan natin magpalit. Sabi niya, we have to pray to God first. Let's see. Let's pray first. Ako naman, medyo atat, no? I was excited. Sabi ko, hey, kunin na natin. Hey, mag-pray muna natin. Sige, pag-pray natin. Tapos sinabi ko sa kanya yung brand, it's Tucson, and it's this, and ganyan, ganyan yung price. Biglang, sabi ng wife ko, oh, nasagot na tayo ni God. Ha? What do you mean? Sabi mo, Tucson. So, wag muna natin bilhin, kasi it's Tucson. Okay? Yung mga iba sa inyo, baka yung Tucson, medyo na-traffic, yung illustration ko. Okay? Yung iba pwedeng gawing joke to. Wait for 3, maybe 5 seconds. Maybe some of you, you need 1 minute to get it. And di namin binili. Ending up, we had another opportunity to get a car. And it was fantastic because in that transaction, we actually saved more than 200,000. 240,000 to be exact. Buying a brand new car as if it's secondhand. That's another story for another day. Tapos yung wife ko, pinost ko nung, with her permission, may hawak siyang desktop na Mac. We bought it at the start of the pandemic, mga around May. We bought it in cash, got a huge discount, more than 10,000. It was like, I don't remember the price, 80, 90,000 yata yung value niya. Pinost ko yun, tasay ko, hey, I'm not, we're not bragging or anything. This is not a flex post. I want to be sensitive because it's a pandemic. A lot of people are struggling, and then I will post and habili kami ng, di ba? Doesn't make sense. And it's not naman something na like a house or a brand new car. And then I told her story. She actually has a laptop, 2010 Mac laptop, the big one, the white laptop. If you had that before, you're so cool. If you have it now, you can use it for self-defense. You smash it in someone's head, that guy's not gonna get up for hours. And she kept that since 2010. That was actually given to her when she was still working by her boss. And 10 years, kept on telling her, hey, I'm gonna get you a new desktop, a new laptop. She wouldn't budge. Don't get me one. I don't need it. In the pandemic, she just bought one because our children need it for their Zoom sessions. That's the kind of lady my wife, well, woman my wife is. But she has a big, big heart to give and a big, big heart to serve. What are your priorities? What are the things that you have to check? And those things, what are the very things that you have to sleep on it first? And before I end, I just want to share that lately we've been very busy with all the deliveries we are sending out for Christmas. So from Christmas gifts to just shipping out orders, I just found out a really, really good delivery service that my wife uses, and it's the cheapest in the market. Okay? So it's Mr. Speedy. It's the name of the app, and it's very, very efficient and affordable. My wife has a secondhand book business, secondhand books business, and she uses this service. Really fantastic. The good news is I got to connect with them to give you guys a discount when you use Mr. Speedy. When you use the code UNIQUE Mr. Speedy until January 1, you will get 50 pesos on your first ride. That's UNIQUE Mr. Speedy, YOUNIQUE MRSPEEDY. UNIQUE Mr. Speedy. Sign up and hey, support my this podcast if you're a listener. And thank you so much to all of you guys who are listening. We have reached more than 500 listeners, regular listeners, in our first 8 episodes. Keep it coming. If you find value in what you're hearing, hey, please share it. Share it to your friends, how we can unbox fair personality, unbox life, and how we can live the unique life. So thank you so much for listening as we have unboxed Christmas spending until our next episode. By the way, check me out also at 1212. We have books there. My books are on discounts, huge discounts that you will sulit siya, super sulit deals. So I have 4 books. Check them out. The Unique series, Unique, Uniquely, In Love, Unique Youth, and my book on personal finance. There's one episode on that called Determined. It's about behavioral finance, rather. Thank you so much. And remember, sleep on it. And even the discounts that I've shared with you, check out my books, but sleep on it first. This is Jason Law. You are listening to The Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. Until next week, God bless. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's JaysonLo. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.